Jimmy Kimmel.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm prepared for this storm.
You sure are.
I'm part of the extreme weather team.
How do you like it? Reporting live from Times Square this
morning.
Poor
Sam. He's stuck out. He's got a big sticker on him. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It really is. This.
I can't figure out whether this is the best day of his life or the worst day of his life.
Well, ask him in about 6 hours.
Okay.
So all week long, Jimmy Kimmel live from Brooklyn, a homecoming.
Yeah.
You brought the rain with you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what, you know, we've been planning this for like 8 months, and we never really thought maybe there would be a hurricane
storm
when
of the
we
century.
Showed up. And it's terrible because supposedly the storm is going to hit exactly as I step on stage.
Well, that's what you said. You're taping at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
That is peak period here in
New
York
City. And,
you
know, Kelly Ripa is the guest. She's very small. She could easily fly away. We're going to have to anchor her down to something.
So what else are you doing to adjust to the storm?
Just panicking in general. They say the best thing you can do, the only thing you can do really, is panic. And also, we went down to the Home Depot and bought a generator.
A couple flashlights, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if anyone will show up to see the show tonight. I have it in my head that, you know, people are counting on seeing the show.
If you build it.
We gave them tickets. They wrote in. They want to see the show. And now I have a feeling I'm going to go there tonight, and there'll be four people, and those four people will be my parents.
Now, this is Brooklyn. This is not quite the evacuation zone.
No.
But you have some chance. The people are going to show up. And he had some great guests lined up this week. Not only Kelly Ripa, David Letterman, a lifelong dream.
That is a lifelong dream for me. It's somebody, David Letterman, I've idolized since I was a kid. I used to write Late Night with David Letterman on every book cover. It was my license plate when I had my first car said Late Night. My birthday cake when I was 18 years old said Late Night. I was obsessed with David Letterman, and I'm going to stalk and terrify him.
He's always said no before, but this time he's going to do it.
Yeah, well, he said he's going to do it. Now he has a great excuse. I mean, he really has a – what better excuse than a hurricane to not do the show?
That is pretty good. And what is it like to have come home? I heard you went back to your old house.
I did. I went back to the house I grew up in Mill Basin, and it's, you know, like anything when you go visit it, it's very small. And the people who lived there were very
right
nice.
There.
Oh, that's me. And my mother used to dress me like a little fancy lad.
That is very fancy.
My knee socks. Funny, I don't look any less stupid now, I'm realizing. Let me take off my... That's on my stoop in Brooklyn.
You can take the boy out of Brooklyn butt.
I went and visited the family that lives there, and they made me dinner. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, and so we're going to get to see some of that.
Yeah, we're going
to
show that on the show.
Also, Howard Stern.
Well, we may not see any of it, to be honest, because
no,
we're going to be
on.
Preempted by this hurricane. Curse you, Sandy. I'm going to find this Sandy, I swear to God.
But you're going to tape him no matter what, though.
Not no matter what. I mean, if we're ordered by the police not to tape the show, we probably won't do it.
Yeah, you're not going to risk the wrath of Mayor Bloomberg.
Short of that, I'm planning to be there. I don't know if anyone else will be there, but I will be there.
The show must go on.
That's
Jimmy
right.
Kimmel,
what happened to Broadway?
Much.
What happened to The Show Must Go On? Cowards, all of them.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. You can catch Jimmy Kimmel live weeknights at 12, 11 Central right here on ABC.